American Ground Radio. Sounds so good. Patriots ask for it by name. In fact, there's going to be an emoji for it pretty soon. Well, that's what I heard. Isn't it? That's not true. That's true, right? Okay.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
R-O-C-K in the USA. R-O-C-K in the USA. R-O-C-K in the USA. Yeah, yeah. Rockin' in the USA.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, the Trump haters are out in force,
okay,
all across the country. You know, the New York Post, which Trump once called his favorite newspaper,
right,
featured DeSantis on its front page yesterday,
yeah. Yeah.
After the Florida governor's election went, along with the headline that read, "The Future."
Okay.
The future was DeSantis, according to the New York Times.
All
now,
right.
The following day, the Washington Post published a scathing editorial attacking the influence of what they called, and I quote, toxic Trump.
Okay.
Describing him as the most profound vote repellent in modern American history.
Well, I'm not sure that that's true.
Well, no, it also came, this kind of rhetoric, anti-Trump rhetoric, also came from within the GOP.
Right.
Georgia's Republican Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan told CNN, "The midterm results showed that Trump was now, and I quote, in the rear view mirror of the GOP."
Yeah, and that's premature, too. But if you're looking at what happened in Georgia, Trump does not like Governor Kemp. Kemp won over Stacey Abrams easily, even though the last time they came up to an election, it was a 1% race. He did endorse Walker, and Walker was Donald Trump's handpicked candidate. Walker has failed to beat Warnock and wasn't even leading. They're going to a runoff, and Walker is trailing, heading into that runoff. That was Donald Trump's pick in the state of Georgia. So if you look at...
Well, there's other Trump candidates. J.D. Vance,
J.D.
Ted
Vance
Budd,
did well. They did well.
Almost certainly Carrie Lake,
okay.
Adam Laxalt.
All right, but
potentially Blake Masters, and possibly after the runoff, Herschel Walker will have won their races in highly competitive swing states despite being outspent by tens of millions of dollars.
J.D. Vance is, I think, the only one you can really point to or saying, look, that was somebody that came out of nowhere, Trump endorsed, and he won. Everybody else was already either the front runner when Trump endorsed or was in a state they were going to win anyway. It's the close elections where a Trump-picked candidate was put in over others and has underperformed.
I know
Herschel
but-
Walker underperformed in Georgia. We cannot deny that. And Dr. Oz underperformed in Pennsylvania. We cannot deny those things. Those things are true. Yes?
If there are no voting irregularities in those states,
okay.
Yes. Okay.
But we can just play that game all along.
I'm not playing that game. I'm just putting that out there.
Okay. But right now, there's no one claiming Dr. Oz lost Pennsylvania with irregularities.
Not at this time.
Okay.
No.
So Dr. Oz lost the race. Dr. Oz was Donald Trump's handpicked candidate, and if Trump hadn't picked Oz, Oz wouldn't have won the primary. Oz was in third place when Trump gave him the endorsement.
Okay, but
that is on Donald Trump.
That's true, but where Republican candidates did falter, it was not just those that were chosen by the former president.
Okay.
You had numerous strong House candidates who were handpicked by Kevin McCarthy, who may or may not be the next Speaker of the House, by the way.
Okay.
There's a couple of gentlemen from Louisiana that are being considered if, in fact, Kevin McCarthy doesn't get enough support from his fellow Republicans.
Steve Scalise said that he's going to support McCarthy for
I understand, but if he
speaker.
Doesn't get the votes, then yeah. It may be Steve Scalise. Many have also rumored that it is 4th Congressional Congressman, District Congressman from Louisiana, Mike Johnson.
I think Mike Johnson
would
make an excellent Speaker of the House.
But where I'm going with this is there were several candidates that were handpicked by Kevin McCarthy that lost races as well.
Okay.
So it wasn't just candidates picked by Trump.
No, it wasn't just Trump. Mitch McConnell also deserves some of the blame.
And by the way, excuse me, the record of Trump, 174 races,
it's very good. There's been no one in American history who has had a better endorsement record, especially at the primary level. The problem is winning federal elections. The race in Georgia was highly winnable. The race in Pennsylvania was highly winnable. And the Republicans needed to win those.
I understand.
Donald Trump's endorsements in those races created a drag on those specific tickets.
But vote tabulation is still in progress. The Senate is still hanging in the balance.
Not in Georgia, not in Pennsylvania. Those are done.
But I think also there's a runoff, Stephen.
There's a runoff, but the vote tabulation's done. They've counted those votes. They're going to a runoff. They've counted the vote tabulation is done in Pennsylvania. Are you talking about the vote tabulation is not done in Arizona and Nevada?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, those are different races.
Okay, but blaming Trump, for those races or any races, I think is disingenuous at best.
It's not disingenuous. I'm not being disingenuous at all. Blaming Donald Trump for missing Pennsylvania, I don't think that's disingenuous in any way, shape, or form.
I'm going to put it out there. Look, this country, the Republican Party, conservative candidates across this country would not be where they are without having had President Trump.
But what was the headline?
And now folks are,
what was the headline on the Washington Post?
The future.
New York Post. Yeah, the future. Okay, this isn't about what Trump did in 2016, because what Trump did in 2016 changed America for the better. And look, Ron DeSantis owes Trump a debt of gratitude for Ron DeSantis. I don't think is possible without Trump in 2016.
Not at all.
That's not the question. The question is 2024. And going into the landslide election that was supposed to happen, this red wave that was supposed to happen on Tuesday, and Donald Trump comes out and says, "I'm going to announce that I'm running for president. Come up, it's going to be a great announcement. It's going to be secret. Can't tell anybody, but it's going
to
be awesome."
I'm not going to fall into that crowd. Is Donald Trump
the best choice for 2024?
You know what we should be talking about whether or not Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is the best
choice
to lead the United States Senate
Republican Party. Here's why. Because he backed out of two Senate races that he should have continued to support. Laxalt in Nevada.
That's right.
And up in Bolduc, up in New Hampshire. And Mitch McConnell screwed the Republican Party by pulling out of those races when he should not have.
And that's what we ought to be talking about.
That's
about Donald Trump.
That's one of the three. To say, you cannot say, Mitch McConnell failed in two races and he shouldn't be the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, and not say Donald Trump failed in two races, and it's questionable about whether he should be the de facto head of the Republican Party for 2024.
Yeah, that's not a question for me. I'm not going to abandon.
It doesn't matter if Donald Trump fails.
No, if he fails.
If he fails.
How has he failed?
Pennsylvania.
Seriously?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, come on.
No, look, Donald Trump calls people losers.
Two races.
Losers.
Two races.
I understand.
174 endorsements.
I'm playing
victorious. The
same game Trump plays. If anybody ever loses anything, he calls them a loser.
That's
Donald
not
Trump
necessarily
lost
true.
In Pennsylvania.
He's delivered the results.
He
just saying.
He called Ron DeSantis Ron DeSanctimonious 2 days before he was supposed to be reelected. That's not what the leader of the Republican Party does.
I don't know what he meant
by that.
He did
not mean it as a compliment, and you know that.
Look, Trump is a kingmaker. And
he's only interested in making himself king.
No,
he's not interested in the good of the Republican Party.
Oh, that is just not right. That is not fair.
If he wasn't interested in the good of the Republican Party, you do not slam Ron DeSantis 3 days before he's trying to win.
The Republican Party establishment controlled the money. Trump is a kingmaker. You've got to follow the money. Mark Kelly outspent Blake Masters 6.5 times to 1 after McConnell very publicly pulled his PAC's ad spends from Arizona, New Hampshire, and Alaska.
And McConnell's failures do not excuse Trump's.
There's no failure here.
So Dr. Oz is going to be a senator. Dr. Oz is a senator?
You know what? You can't win them all. That doesn't mean you're not a success.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, inflation continues to be close to historic levels here in the U.S. The latest data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics says the annual inflation rate is 7.7%. The most of that increase in prices came from food, shelter, and energy costs. That means that if you haven't gotten at least a 7.7% raise in the past year, your income has actually gone down. President Biden and Democrats have been insisting that inflation isn't a big deal, with the president claiming earlier this year that inflation had only gone up by an inch.
Oh, yeah, of course. And yet, look at who folks in Pennsylvania elected. I mean, seriously.
It makes no sense. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, ballots are continuing to be counted slowly in Arizona and Nevada, and the outcome of the races there will determine who controls the Senate. In Arizona, only about 75% of the ballots cast on Election Day and by mail have been counted. In addition to the problems experienced on Election Day by 17,000 voters whose ballots couldn't be read by machine, an additional 600,000 mail-in ballots must be counted. Democrats hold the lead in the Senate and governors and lieutenant governors races there, but their margins are shrinking as more ballots are counted.
You know, it's got to be a question of competence. We, you know, birds of a feather flock together.
Okay.
Why can Florida count 7 million ballots
right
in a single night, and yet Arizona, I mean, they're talking about it being, you know, maybe what? A week from now, two weeks from now, a month from now.
And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, in Nevada, about 15% of the ballots there still need to be counted. Republican challenger Adam Laxalt has a slim lead over Democrat incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto. But the counting there is slow because the state moved to universal vote by mail. Every registered voter was mailed a ballot, and the state is still waiting for those ballots to be returned. As long as they were postmarked by Election Day, they will be counted.
You know what? Folks need to get together. Secretary of States need to get together. I know they meet.
Mm-hmm.
They need to hold each other accountable. They've got to say, look, we've got to have a uniform standard. We're all going to turn in the results of our respective states the night of the election, not 2 weeks later.
Or people will lose trust in the electoral process. And when they do that, they lose trust in the republic itself. This has got to get changed. We'll be right back.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. You're on board American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
It's hot, real hot.
It is hot today.
Escape the heat and go to the coolest place in the South, Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana. At Red River Range, it's cool inside and 100% fresh air all the time. If you want 8 to 25 yard lanes, choose Heroes Corner or Heritage Alley. If you want to shoot as far as 100 yards, try Sportsman's Paradise. For guns, accessories, or archery, go to RedRiverRange.com. Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Terry, I don't think I've ever seen you show up to this day. Studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell
you
out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink is very pretty. Listen, my sheets.
Really?
Those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome, too.
Yes.
They dry good. They're a great size.
And
but I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order
some.
Them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll
deal.
Do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses that join with the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results, and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
If you say what you want to say and let the words fall out, honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Saar Avalone.
And so Karine Jean-Pierre, she has a bit of a sore throat. I think she's been either screaming at the president, maybe screaming at reporters. Maybe she's just been talking a whole lot.
Maybe it's just seasonal allergies.
But at the White House today, they asked her, they said, look, will Democrats work with Republicans? And of course, you know, she said basically Democrats are going to oust more MAGA Republicans in 2024 because one election won't change their Biden agenda. Take a listen.
Given that, how does the president assess the state of U.S. democracy and the health of that democracy when so many election deniers are being elected to Congress, a majority of the Republican caucus?
So the president has been very clear that he still sees that he believes our democracy is still under threat and that the American people have to defend it. That's something that he's going to continue to say. And the part of that is rejecting election lies or those who would use violence to overthrow democracy. And so you did see that from the American people. But again, it's still under threat. One election will not change that, right? And so there's still work to be done. There's still work to strengthen our democracy and there's still work to protect our democracy. Again, it's not going to happen under one election or even 2020 election, right? We've continued to work towards that.
So wait. If the people who denied the 2020 election, those election deniers, have now been elected into Congress and the president refuses to work with them, does that make the president an election denier for 2022?
No, he's exactly. No, he's right. Our democracy, Biden, that is, our democracy is under threat. But you know what?
It's not what they say it is.
It's by him. Our democracy
not
is.
Not just him. It's by a lot of people in the Democrat Party.
Oh, well, of course. The entire cabal.
Stacey Abrams, right?
The entire Democrat Party. That's where you're going.
Not the entire Democrat Party, but a large portion of them. Anybody that was involved in ballot harvesting?
Okay.
That's a threat against democracy.
Okay, but let's just set that aside for a minute. Let's not even talk about party.
Okay.
This country, our democracy, is under threat by deficit spending.
That's true.
By an open border.
That's true.
By runaway inflation.
Yep.
That, in and of itself.
And we haven't even gotten to China yet.
Our selling of our strategic petroleum reserves to China and to foreign countries.
For political purposes.
No energy security here at home.
Damaging our future.
I mean, that doesn't have anything to do with party or partisanship. It has everything to do with policy, failed policies that truly do threaten our democracy.
We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, why isn't anyone talking about this diesel shortage?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama, mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been through.
And joining us now are American mamas, Terry Netteville and Denise Arthur. This is a very big deal. I believe it was last week I read we've got, 25 days worth of diesel fuel stocked up in the entire United States. And every single thing you own, even the house you live in, was dependent upon diesel. Everything you eat is dependent upon diesel. Everything you wear dependent upon diesel. Every single thing in your home and in your life runs on diesel. What do we do if we don't have diesel?
Very little. You better start learning how to play pixie sticks because none of your Christmas is coming. I'm just saying, your chewy boxes, your dogs ain't getting nothing, your kids aren't getting nothing, diabetics probably won't get their supplies. I mean, and it's very scary. And, you know, and I don't know because, you know, we don't really even know the whole truth of it all. I mean, is it because of all our problems and what's going on in Russia? Because before we were, you know, most everything was coming out of Russia. But, I mean, the thing about it, I don't think people don't, they don't stop to think. Young people aren't stopping to think if there's no, imagine a world and where you're going on a trip and you're going down I-20, I-30, I-whatever, and you don't see one 18-wheeler. Imagine, have you ever been on the interstate and have not seen an 18-wheeler?
Not in my lifetime.
And every 18-wheeler that you see is full of something. That is going somewhere, full of goods, full of presents, full of whatever. I know because my husband drives an 18-wheeler for UPS, And look, people depend on him to get those packages where they're going. And they're not all just frivolous stuff. And I think that's what people need to stop and think about. Right. I mean, they're your groceries. Mm. They're your medication. They're your supplies for whatever illness you have.
A
for
lot of
your
times,
oxygen.
Until it affects somebody, they don't really, they're not able to see it. They're not able to feel it. And we were, before this president took office, we were energy independent. And we have what it takes to, you know, open up those pipelines. We had a president that went in on the first day. He cut everything. Keystone. I mean, he is against oil and gas. We all know that. So now here we are, 2 years later. We're at the peak season, as you said.
Right.
And now we're days away from running out, apparently.
I want to come back to that because you had mentioned earlier this is peak season for diesel usage.
Yes. Right.
Why is that?
Well, like for UPS and for FedEx and stuff. Well, because and you think it's not now, it really has already started for them, but then Black Friday really kicks it off because people are Christmas shopping right now. People are ordering their Christmas right now. And especially since pandemic, people don't go to stores anymore. People order everything. I don't care.
Absolutely.
If the store's right up the street from you, you're more apt to just order it and have it delivered to your house. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, and now you don't even know if you're going to get stuff in time if you order it now. I mean, you know, we're like, just say for instance, we're redoing a home. And we were told the first thing we have to do is order windows, and they'll probably be the last things to get here. So
if you think about it, everything, like you said, if you go to the grocery store, you see the big 18-wheelers out there unloading the food and
that's
goods.
That's how your food got here. Yes. ACO, that's how your food gets here, honey. Yeah. It comes in a truck.
And then the pharmacy, CVS, they have the trucks that come in, and they give you the drugs and the supplies. And absolutely every facet of our life has pretty much came to us by diesel, came to us by truckers, came to us by people.
Or railway.
We got
problems
absolutely.
With that too.
And so why are we not, you know, we've got this president who's begging Saudi. We have it here in America. Trump proved that we could do that. And now we're not using
that.
We
can't do anything he did. That's voodoo. Nope.
And right now, as we're worried about this terrifying thing coming up, Biden gets out in front of the whole world and says that he's going to be done with it. We're going to let it go. We're all going to go electric. Right here before, and of course, the White House is walking it back like they always have to do. But we're in a situation now that it is do or die. We are literally on the brink of seeing something that we have never seen within our lifetime.
And electric is not all electric.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest.
They don't tell that part either.
Educate the people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is not, you can't, it's not just electric.
Your electric vehicle runs on coal.
Yes, exactly. And you have the media, MSNBC, all of them, all the left side media, they come out and they say, look, the Republicans, all they know is fear mongering. They're trying to fear monger all these people. No, this is actual reality. Why are you not telling people the truth? This is what's happening right now. These are facts. This is hard data. Things that I didn't think that you could ever, you know, just lie about. But they do. They've lied
and
to
look,
us for years.
Standing in line for bread is not fear mongering. That's something that has happened in history. And let me tell you, history repeats itself.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netteville, Denise Arthur, thank y'all.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Choosy Moms choose American Ground Radio. It's smooth, creamy, and now contains 7 grams of protein per serving. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, A-G-R, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Hey guys, this is Don Tubbs. We are proud that we're an old school hardware store that has had roots in Bossier since 1922. God-fearing, we the people, America first, local folks. Tubbs, providing products that are built stronger to last longer and back them with parts and service. Tubbs is the brand you can trust. Like Tubbs Hardware on Facebook and may God bless the USA.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, A-G-R, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
American Ground Radio. Freshly roasted, award-winning blend. Taste and aroma so good, you'll want to come back again and again. That's funny. He never asks for a second cup at home.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio, Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Well, Joe Biden said the majority, the overwhelming majority of Americans are happy with a record high inflation economy.
What?
With soaring gas prices.
Now what?
That's what he said, a direct quote. He says the overwhelming, this is a direct quote, I'm not making this up. The overwhelming majority of American people support my economic agenda. I'm confident these policies are working. So a reporter asked him.
Yeah.
They said, well, okay, after these midterm elections,
when Republicans did actually outvote Democrats,
and now they're going to take control of the House, maybe the Senate.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to do when you have a record number of people in this country, what, like 80% who don't want you to run, number one,
right,
and number two, feel like the country's going in the wrong direction? What are you going to do differently in the next 2 years? Here's what he had to say.
Americans are frustrated, and in fact, 75% of voters say the country is headed into the wrong direction, despite the results of last night. What in the next 2 years do you intend to do differently to change people's opinion of the direction of the country, particularly as you contemplate a run for president in 2024?
Nothing, because they're just finding out what we're doing. The more they know about what we're doing, the more support there is. Do you know anybody who wants us to get rid of the change we made on prescription drug prices and raise prices?
Now,
Americans are frustrated.
As shocking as that clip is,
yes,
it just won't stop.
Oh.
But nevertheless, as unexpected, I mean, to say,
I'm not doing anything.
Anything differently in the next 2 years. I'm just doubling down on stupidity.
Yes.
Take a listen to a CNN commentator who offered her opinion on the same question.
He said he just wouldn't do anything different because, of course, our achievements take a long time to be recognized. That's insulting people. And I don't think that was a good answer from the president.
Yeah, so
now, this is on
CNN.
This is on CNN. So, you know, two very shocking clips. I mean, you be the judge. Which one is more unexpected?
You know, I think the CNN one's actually more expected. Unexpected. I expect Joe Biden to say dumb things all the time. I expect Joe Biden to operate in arrogance and ignorance as if it's a Monday through Friday breakfast sandwich.
So that was CNN's Gloria Borger, who
probably just had her last appearance on CNN.
Maybe not.
Maybe not, though.
CNN's trying to, they're saying they want to be more neutral. She just may not have as many friends at CNN as she used to. Either way, it's time to dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down.
Said before on the show, the green movement is really red on the inside. It's not Republican red, it's communist red.
Okay.
Okay. The green movement buys into big government, collectivism, government control, the reduction of individual freedoms. They cannot accomplish their climate goals without implementing socialism and reducing individual liberties. Can't happen. Okay? Right?
You're saying that the green movement buys into big government and collectivism,
they're
control.
Basically, it's the
reduction of individual freedoms.
It's the socialism idea. And here's more proof. We've talked about how they are holding another climate conference this time in Egypt, right? They're holding that this week. They're flying in all these planes.
All of those private jets.
Okay. Al Gore was there. Al Gore.
Well, he must have, you know, he's selling carbon credits.
Yes.
So he must have bought, like, you know, millions of dollars of
carbon
from
credits
himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Al Gore was there giving a big speech along with Google. Al Gore's teamed up with Google. Google has a nonprofit organization they call Climate Trace. That Trace is an acronym, tracking real-time atmospheric carbon emissions. So what does Climate Trace do? They use satellites to look at who's putting out the most carbon dioxide. On their website, here's what the first line on their website says. More than 70,000 of the highest emitting greenhouse gas sources identified in largest available global emissions inventory. Inventory, what is that? They also wrote, today, the Climate Trace Coalition released the most detailed facility-level global inventory of greenhouse gas emissions to date, including emissions data for 72,612 individual sources worldwide. The 70,000-plus individual sites, including specific power plants, steel mills, urban road networks, and oil and gas fields, represent the top power sector, oil and gas production and refining, shipping, aviation, mining, waste, agriculture, road transportation, and the production of steel, cement, and aluminum.
I don't know what any of that means. There are already folks that track this sort of information. There's folks that track the number of coal-fired power plants that we have, those that are under construction, those that are in pre-construction.
So here's what Al Gore and Google and Climate Trace are doing. They're using satellites to look down on the Earth 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to keep track of who puts out the most carbon dioxide.
And then what?
They publish it.
Okay. So all of a sudden, China's one of the deadliest polluters in the world.
Okay. You think Al Gore's going to have any influence over China?
Precisely.
All right. So it's not Al Gore. That's not what there it is. It's factories, power plants, and did you notice they said road transportation? Yes, they're tracking your car. So Al Gore is presenting all this data today, and he said this data could be used to punish the people who are putting out the most carbon dioxide. They're going to use satellites.
Wait a minute, he used the word punish?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
To punish.
To punish.
I see. So it's Al Gore's job to punish.
Well, no. It's Al Gore and Google's job.
Oh, I see. Okay.
This is from Bloomberg. Quote, the sources of emissions data that are available are now not granular enough or comprehensive enough to use as the basis for decisions, former Al Gore Vice President Al Gore said in an interview. So what we are finding is that there is a ravenous hunger for accurate data. He's saying we didn't have enough detailed data, so people want more detailed data about what regular people are doing. So, could this be used to track out how much carbon dioxide you personally put out and then have Al Gore send you a bill for your admissions? Climate Trace told Daily Caller, quote, our work is not focused on emissions resulting from the typical daily activities of individuals. Notice what they didn't say. They didn't say we don't want to do that. That would be an outrageous invasion of privacy. They didn't say that. They didn't say the technology doesn't exist to do that. Remember, Google is involved. Have you ever gone on Google Maps and looked at your house and saw your car in front of your house? You ever done that?
Yeah, well, Google's already got the technological capability to follow your car around on satellites, keep track of your mileage, and then, I mean, I could see them
sending you a bill for your carbon dioxide, can't you?
I mean, wait a minute. But why would, what is, Stephen, I mean, okay. Hold on a minute. What authority does Google have?
So
all of a sudden they're a taxing authority now?
So what if Google gets the government to do it? What if Google hands all this technology over to Washington, D.C., to the EPA? And the EPA, which gets to make up whatever rules it wants to, right? That remember that waters rule that it just made up? Why wouldn't the EPA just be able to use that climate trace data that Al Gore put out, send you a bill for your carbon dioxide?
Well, Pete Buttigieg has already talked about you paying by the mile.
Exactly. This technology would give them the ability to do it. They touted this climate trace database as radical transparency. It's not radical transparency.
No,
it's a radical surveillance state.
Absolutely.
Worse, it's a radical global surveillance state, and it's not designed for transparency. It's designed to punish offenders.
So we are offenders now for pursuing our happiness, for driving a vehicle, for powering our home with electricity.
The climate agenda cannot allow people to pursue their own happiness, because if you pursue your happiness, you won't do the thing they want you to do. So you'll need to be punished for that. This is Green-Eyed Big Brother. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Fellas, what about some barbecue this Thursday? Well, I hear that Bodacious Bar and Q is hosting Ladies Night on Thursday.
Love me some barbecue!
Join us Thursday for Ladies Night at Bodacious Bar and Q. Mixed drinks are only $5 and get $3 off on a glass of wine. Ladies, come out for the drinks. Guys, come out for the, barbecue. And on Monday night, it's Music Bingo at Bodacious Bar and Q at 8410 Line Avenue in Shreveport.
I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and I'll go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink is good. Very pretty. Listen, my sheets.
Really?
Those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome too. Yes. They dry good. They're a great size. But I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order
some.
Them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll
deal.
Do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
It's hot, real hot.
It is hot today.
Escape the heat and go to the coolest place in the South, Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana. At Red River Range, it's cool inside and 100% fresh air all the time. If you want 8 to 25 yard lanes, choose Heroes Corner or Heritage Alley. If you want to shoot as far as 100 yards, try Sportsman's Paradise. For guns, accessories, or archery, go to RedRiverRange.com. Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
I still don't understand this whole Fetterman victory in Pennsylvania. I mean, you know, you either have to say there's something going on there that we're not aware of with respect to some sort of voting irregularity. I know there have not been any allegations of such. I'm just saying there's one of a couple of scenarios. Either the people of Pennsylvania, are absolutely crazy. I mean, just out of their mind crazy to elect someone who obviously is not in the health, does not have the appropriate health to hold the job.
Okay.
Or there's some sort of voting irregularity. I mean, I know I'm setting up.
Okay. One more.
What's the other or?
They didn't think Dr. Oz was a significant improvement.
My Lord. You mean someone that's articulate? Someone that
doesn't really live in the state?
That represents...
Someone that's never been in public office? Look, if you live in inner Philadelphia, okay? So you live in the urban center of Philadelphia, and Oprah Winfrey comes out, and Oprah Winfrey says, don't vote for Dr. Oz. You going to vote for Dr. Oz? You're going to do what Oprah told you to do.
So you're going to vote for the most liberal, most radical United States Senate candidate.
If I live inside inner Philadelphia and I'm depending upon government money to be able to buy groceries, absolutely I'm voting for the Democrat. I'm not voting for the Republican, I'm voting for the Democrat. Now, I don't think that's the way to live. I don't think that's a good choice. I think Dr. Oz was a significantly better choice than Fetterman.
And there are folks in the media.
But Fetterman's been elected to statewide office in Pennsylvania before. He was the sitting lieutenant governor. That gave him a tremendous advantage to begin.
I understand. But there are some in the media who are now speculating that Senator-elect John Fetterman could run for president someday.
Well, of course it could. Well,
if he recovers from his stroke.
Is he significantly more confused than Joe Biden?
Okay, I don't think that ought to be the standard here.
I don't think it should be the standard either, but Joe Biden ran for president and he was impaired.
I mean, why
couldn't Fetterman?
You saw the debate between Fetterman and Oz.
There's no way he should have been elected, but he was, which says something about the politics in the state of Pennsylvania. Let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shades.
Here's a list of all the states where votes have fully been counted. You ready?
Okay.
Alabama, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Illinois, although Illinois was slow, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Mississippi, North Carolina, North Dakota, Nebraska, New Jersey, New Mexico, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, Vermont, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. Congratulations to all those states. That's a bright spot.
That's a lot of states.
Yeah, it's a lot of states.
It's not enough, though. It's not enough states. It should be every state.
You know, there's a new poll out from Rasmussen that says 80% of Americans think all ballots should be counted on Election Day. Not a few days later, not weeks or months later, Election Day. 80% of Americans say this.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that 80% of Americans, I can't think of anything that 80% of Americans agree on, well, except that this country is headed in the wrong direction under Joe Biden.
That's 74%. Well, that's not 80.
Okay, but it's roughly.
It's close. Okay, but a larger majority of people think Election Day should be Election Day. The ballot should be counted on Election Day.
And obviously this includes both Republicans
and Democrats,
independents, libertarians.
You don't get to 80% without getting a majority of all of the groups.
Yeah,
even more so than the 74% who say we're in the wrong direction.
We could all hold hands.
We could.
And sing kumbaya about this one issue.
So here are the states that are ruining it for everyone else. Alaska.
Alaska's ruining it, okay.
Because they've got ranked choice. And their ranked choice apparently can't use computers to figure stuff out. I could write a program right now that could do a ranked choice thing in the blink of an eye, right?
Sure, sure.
But apparently they can't figure that out in Alaska, so ranked choice takes up several weeks. Arizona, they've got counting problems, and they're waiting for mail-in ballots. California hasn't finished counting. They're still waiting for some mail-in ballots.
What about Colorado?
Well, Colorado does universal mail by ballot, so Colorado hasn't finished everything.
New York?
New York, Maryland, Maine, they haven't finished all their but counting. Nevada hasn't finished all of its counting. And again, Nevada is waiting for mail-in ballots to be returned. And of course, up in Cascadia, Washington and Oregon, neither one of those states has finished counting because they're both waiting for mail-in ballots to be returned. The election was Tuesday. They're still waiting for ballots to show up. How is that not begging for fraud?
Okay, so of those states that have not finished counting, what, you have seven blue states in that list, two purple states.
If you include Arizona as a purple state, which
and
is kind of his
one red state.
That's right, Alaska. So mail-in ballots creates more opportunity for fraud. It creates more opportunity for errors than in-person voting.
No, there was a study from MIT that showed 25% of mail-in ballots get lost.
It's crazy.
I mean, that's 25. You're disenfranchising 25% of the country if we went to a 100% mail-in ballot system.
And there's states that have already done that. And they also make it impossible to know who won an election on election day.
Yeah, that needs to change.
Because 80% of Americans agree. By the time we wake up on Wednesday, we should already know the outcome of the election. It's incompetent that we don't. And at this point, you have to say that incompetency is intentional.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Lewis, what's the toughest challenge for business owners?
Finding employees, especially quality employees.
Well, our friends at Express Employment Professionals serve businesses across Caddo and Bossier Parishes.
And Express Employment Professionals never charge the applicant a fee.
If you need employees or are struggling with what you have, call Blake at 318-226-8777.
Blake will customize a recruiting plan that works for your organization and your budget.
Call Express Employment Professionals at 318-226-8777.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Tubbs, we sell the best and back it with parts and service. Toro, Exmark, Ventrac mowers. To spend less time mowing and have more fun grilling with the world's best smoking grill, the Big Green Egg, or Green Mountain Pellet Grill. We provide parts and service for what we sell with 0% easy financing. Y'all come see us. Like Tubbs Hardware on Facebook, and may God bless the USA.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio.
Which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, A-G-R, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses that join with the fastest-growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Hi, I'm Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church. Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
Well, Biden's endorsement in Florida was absolutely useless. I mean, Charlie Crist.
Yeah.
Has now lost statewide elections as a Republican.
Yep.
As a Democrat.
Yep.
And as an independent.
Yep.
I mean,
he's gone for the trifecta. Well done.
He has done. But, you know, there's a poll out or a study that shows that Biden's endorsements actually cause voters to not want to vote for that candidate.
Wow.
And an endorsement from President Biden.
Mm-hmm.
This is in this report, says makes an individual less likely to support a candidate. This is from Rasmussen Reports.
Wow.
Does that surprise you? No, of course it doesn't.
Right.
But at the same time.
Well, I mean, he's the president of the United States of America. He is a, you know, the leader of the Democrat Party on paper. His endorsement should bring people out in his party out to the polls. The fact that it doesn't.
But does anyone really believe that Joe Biden is going to run for re-election in 2024? I mean,
Joe Biden might.
Even his own party doesn't want him to run.
Right.
And the fact that he has no coattails, and he's demonstrated that from this midterm.
That's not going to be what determines whether Joe Biden runs or not. The only thing that's going to determine Dr. Jill Biden. Probably. But really, it's going to be about whether he thinks he can win or not.
Whether his cabal thinks he can win or not.
If nobody tells him, whoa. Well, Mo Hunter caught a nasty form of meningitis and then tuberculosis, and he was in so much trouble, doctors had to put him in a coma for more than a month. Fortunately, Mo recovered. But when he woke up, that's when something weird happened. One of the first things Mo did was to draw a character he played in a video game. His mother asked him, "When did you learn to draw?" Mo said, "I didn't." You see, before he went into the coma, Mo didn't have any artistic ability or desire at all. Since then, Mo has continued his artwork and expanded into a business where he carves intricate designs and characters into wood, including life-size Star Wars characters. Mo said, "This wasn't something I could have done before, and it was nice. I really enjoyed it."
Well, you know, you take lemons, you turn them into lemonade.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.